Greetings, everybody. Let's start our work on the agenda. Gabby's been very good at keeping me up to date with apologies. So far, we have apologies from Hang Trun and Peter Van Rost, together with a possible apology from Byron, an apology from Sokol, who plans to join us late, and Margarita needs to leave us early. Gabby, is there anyone I've missed?
No, that's all I have, thank you.
Excellent. Okay. Goodness, that was a very crackly line. Okay, so item two on our agenda is the minutes of our council meeting in Beijing on the 10th of April. Can I have any comments that haven't already been raised regarding accuracy, please? No? Okay, in which case I will take those minutes as agreed. Gabby, would you like next to take us through the actions, please?
Yes, we have action 8301, the Secretariat to inform the ICANN Board Structural Improvements Committee that with the implementation of their translation tools, the CCNSO improvement process is completed. This has been done. Action 8302, the Secretariat to submit the CCNSO Council Statement on IANA Consultation KPI Delegation Redelegation Process. This has been done. Action 8303, the Chair to liaise with his GNSO Chair regarding the issue with the CCNSO liaison to the GNSO Council. I think this is ongoing.
It is.
And then we have Action 8304, the Secretary to include the ICANN reputation study on CCTLDs as a topic on the agenda for the Council call on the 14th of May, and this has been done.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Gabby. Any questions or comments on those actions from anyone, please? No, in which case, any matters arising that we're not otherwise going to encounter on our agenda, please? I'm looking at the Adobe room for any hands up, and I can't see any there either. So great, thank you very much, everyone. Let's move on. To our updates section of the agenda, and if I begin as chair with my update, as probably the same as everybody, a lot of my time recently has been on post-Beijing follow-ups and emails, but other than that have been fairly quiet in the week since then. However, I did attend the ICANN DNS Summit in New York. That was primarily in my role as nominate CEO, and I know several colleagues from the CCNSO were also there, but I thought it might be helpful just to share with you some of the aspects from that. You may have seen that Vardy blogged on the summit. If you haven't, that might be a useful background read. But basically, the summit's intention was to bring together the groups from the various round tables that have been held to date. It's my understanding that this will be an ongoing program of round tables. And at the New York meeting, we heard particularly from the registrar and DTLD registry groups who had been working on a draft code of practice for the sector, some sort of quality mark, and the concept of a charitable foundation and an industry conference, all of which were, if I can proceed, were with the intention of improving the reputation of the industry generally, but specifically the GTLD aspects of the industry. Those of you that have seen the reputational studies item later on the agenda will see that the CCTLD reputational rating was perceived to be much better than that of the GTLDs. The meeting also looked at some draft infographics been developed by ICANN. You will probably recall there were two infographics, some pictorial representations of ICANN's role in the internet ecosystem, etc., around at Beijing. And these were additional infographics, particularly to try to explain the concept of registry and registrar and how they kind of fit from a registrant's point of view. But Those were draft items. I think the intention is to publish those more widely for comment in due course. And finally, at that meeting, we had a first go at a consultation from ICANN regarding the environment they will be operating in future, in say the next 5 years, really to inform the ICANN strategic plan development. And this was really using the public video that you probably will have seen from ICANN and was presented at the opening ceremony in Beijing by Fadi, that the strategic plan process is starting. What sort of environment will ICANN be operating in future in terms of technical end users, governments, and so forth? So there was some input from those present on that. I think that's all I have to share from you, and colleagues who were also at that session, you're very welcome to chip in. Happy to respond to any comments or questions. No? Okay. Now, in which case we would normally move on to Vice Chair's update, but I've seen on Adobe that Keith is just typing. In fact, he's typing now as we speak.
Whoa.
Keith typed his update saying, let me just read for those that aren't on Adobe. Since Beijing, he's attended the ISOC board meeting, a very useful joint ISOC and ICANN board meeting in Beijing, and then on to an ISOC Hong Kong meeting chapter, then on to Samoa IT stroke Asia Pacific telecommunity meeting, and now at the joint WTPF and WISIS plus 10 meetings in Geneva this week. So have been very busy. Sounds like you're writing a travelogue there, Keith, as well. ISOC is, of course, starting a recruitment process for a new CEO. Keith finishes with. I don't know if anyone wants to make any comments or ask any questions of Keith. Okie doke, thank you. And I don't think we have Byron on the call, or do we? Oh, we definitely don't have Byron on the call then. If he is able to join us later, we'll ask him to provide an update then. Otherwise, Gabby, if possible, if you could ask for anything he does need to make the council aware of, perhaps you could do that by email, please.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. Okay, next up, item 3.3, councillors' update. Would anyone like to provide any updates, please?
Not me, Leslie. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronald. We've all been busy recovering from Beijing.
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Sorry. I'm not on the Adobe room, so I can't raise my hand.
Fine.
We, just to let people know, we're in the beginning of the re-solicitation for .us, so we've been working on that. We've also been working on new GTLDs all the time and the GAC advice. And it's sort of interesting that a lot of the sort of general GAC advice reflects things that we do in .us in terms of the statistical sampling and stuff. So it's probably not that surprising that the GAC was looking to what they were familiar with when they were coming up with these recommendations.
Indeed. Thank you, Becky. Anyone else or anyone, any comments on Becky's intervention?
This is Hero.
Hello, Hero.
I will report to Sebastian from ICANN board came to Japan after the Beijing ICANN meeting and had a roundtable meeting with some 20 people in Japan. I was among the participants. The meeting was almost about the general topics. And another thing is that I'm preparing for a presentation in next week's briefing meeting about ICANN Beijing meeting in Japan. So in Japan, we usually have a briefing meeting about each ICANN meeting, so 3 times a year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hiro. Anyone else? Okay, let me move on to the regional organizations. I know we're missing Peter, and I haven't yet heard from Jan, but I know we have Carolina on the call, and I see that Barak is on Adobe. Carolina, would you like to begin?
Yes, thank you, Lucy. We have our GA last week in Medellin, and
it was a very interesting meeting where we discussed, amongst other issues, the ICANN strategy plan for Latin America and the Caribbean, and particularly concerning security, stability, and resilience issues. And we also discussed the reputational studies. We had this, Bart helped us kindly to organize this remote presentation from the ECHO consulting group. And our members were pleased with the favorable reviews received on behalf of the CCTLD community, but there was some sort of questioning regarding how, I mean, the region is still, how this methodology manages to elevate the concerns of the meat coverage in the region, since most of this coverage is in social networks and the internet in Latin America. So traditional media coverage would not be the most sort of traditional channel to expect such a methodology to take place. So, okay, those are basically my comments regarding some, I mean, this report, which is still to be discussed and analyzed. But those are my news on my side.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Carolina. And that's obviously on our agenda later on as well, so we can come back to that one then. Barak, I'm not sure if you're actually on the call or just on Adobe. Do we have any update from AFTRD, please? That sounds like he might just be on Adobe. I can see somebody typing. Yes, he's typing on Adobe. We've got some problems with him being heard, I think. Mm-hmm. If I can get Christina onto that, and Barak, if it's possible, if you would like, if you would prefer to type an update, or we can come back to you. Oh, here we go. Two updates from Africa. AFTRD AROC training in Nigeria, and secondly, AFTRD, ISOC, and ICANN joint Africa DNS forum prior to ICANN Durban. Okie doke. Thank you very much for that, Barak.
Let's say that was an update from Abibo. So Barak is still typing. Sorry.
Oh, is he? Oh, I'm sorry. Goodness. I'm confused with two. Trying to look at both Adobe and paper is obviously not my multitasking day. Okay, Barak is typing. In the meantime, do we have Jan on the call at all?
Yes. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Jan.
Right now, actually, APTRD is in the process of changing the secretary office. You know, every couple years, we relocate the location of our secretary. Right now, the process is almost finished, so the result is going to be announced shortly. That's main thing right now in APTLD.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Jan. And as we're missing Peter, Gabby, I wonder if you could kindly just email him to say if there's anything he wanted to share by way of a regional organization update, with the council. As he was unable to be on the call, it'd be great if he could share that by email so we don't miss out hearing from Senza, if you would please.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. So I still have Barak typing. And I'm not sure if Ababu's comments were the AFTLD or Ababu's comments. So apologies, I'm getting slightly confused. But we'll come back to that if we may and move on. Item 3.4 is the staff update. Bart, anything that's not otherwise on the agenda?
Yes, just one point. I just received a note from Heidi Ulrich with staff support for the at-large and or main staff support, and she say she asked me to check with the council whether there is interest for a joint CCNSO at large ALAC meeting in Durban. Say the suggested topics for such from the ALAC side would include the status of the geo-regions report, progress on the framework of interpretation working group, and an update on the study of the use of country and territory names. So maybe it's either, I don't know if you want to address it now or maybe under AOB, but for the rest I don't have any other staff updates from my end.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Let's come back to that as AOB, that's ALAC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, then obviously we'll hear from the ALAC liaison in the meantime as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Gabby, anything from you?
No, nothing from me.
Christina?
No, nothing, thank you.
Okay, thank you. In which case, let me just go back to Barak, who has advised that Abibu has mentioned the update he wanted to give, and also that they have just concluded an advanced registry operators course in Lagos, in Nigeria, and there are plans underway for an Africa DNS forum, which sounds exciting, and to confirm that Abibu is the board member chair of AFTLD. Just helpful clarification. Thank you very much, Barak, and apologies, Abibu, I had forgotten that. Okay, so let's move on then to item 4 on our agenda, the progress update on the IDN CCPDP vote. Bart, is it you or Gabby to speak to this?
It's Gabby.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just have a very short update. So as hopefully most of you will know, is we're having a vote on the IDN CCPDP starting next Wednesday, that's the 22nd of May, and it's going to end on the 11th of June. From our end, we have like all the background preparations are ongoing. This means updating the database, and we have a new voting tool, which makes me a bit nervous, but hopefully everything will work. And we also have a webinar tomorrow for those who want to learn more about the issue, but also about how the vote actually will be performed. We have a webinar tomorrow at 8 UTC in the morning, 8 a.m. UTC and 1900 UTC. So you're very welcome to join or to tell other CCNSO members that they're welcome to join. And that's all.
Thank you very much, Gabby. For people who maybe have other arrangements and won't be able to attend the webcast, is that being recorded? Can we find it somewhere afterwards?
Christina, I think we can record it, right? I think
yes, it will be posted on the calendar.
Excellent. Thank you very much. If maybe we could alert CCTLD representatives to that after the event, that would be really helpful. Thank you. Okay. Anyone, any questions or comments on that at this stage? No? Let's move on then to item 5, which is the updated CCNSO work plan. And this was circulated, I think, just yesterday by Bart, but you can see that it has been updated following our discussions in Beijing and work since that time. but was there anything particularly you wanted to highlight?
No, just these, say, I've circulated the monthly update and I still need to work on and complete the yearly update, and you'll receive it by the end of next week. Because
okay.
That was on my to-do list, but I haven't been able to do it in time.
Yes, I have a to-do list a bit like that. I'm sure many of us do. Okay, any questions or comments for Bart at this stage then, please? No? All right. Thank you for your work on that one, Bart. I know it's a labour of love to keep it updated, but it's very impressive, and it certainly gives me as chair a very good handle on where we are and what we have on our big to-do list as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next item on our agenda was about council reports and discussion papers on the website, and there was a brief paper circulated to this point in the meeting materials, which is basically that currently our preparatory materials are not publicly available. Don't quite know how that happened. I'm sure it wasn't intentional. And the paper proposes that other than the material that we deem to be confidential, that we do publish material. So let me take that as one recommendation. And secondly, there's also a proposal that we make that retrospective, so that material from past meetings also be published. Both things subject to, if there is anything designated as confidential, then that would not be published. Gabby, Bart, have I captured that correctly?
Yeah, you captured it perfectly, Leslie.
Thank you so much. Okay, can I ask firstly for people's views on the first proposal then, that our materials be publicly available unless they're confidential?
Leslie, this is Roelof. Yes, I think that's an excellent idea. It should have been done in the past. That's true. So, yeah, in favour.
Thank you. Anyone, any different views? Okay. Can I count that then as we support that resolution? Anyone wishing to object? Anyone wishing to abstain? Okay, that one is therefore approved, and we will do that from now onwards. And the second recommendation is that be retrospective. I have to say I was slightly concerned about that, though not for any particular reason. It's rather difficult to make a retrospective recommendation without actually having gone through previous things to see if there might be confidential matters, but that's just a personal view, not an overriding thing.
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. I mean, I don't object to it, but our staff is very busy, and so it would seem to me that it would not be, it shouldn't be a priority for us. And so that my only question about it is it merit the amount of staff time to go back through all this stuff?
Good point. Bart, Gabby, do you have a view on that?
This is Bart. So I fully agree, but the reason to include it is some of the discussions. For instance, it came up with the cross-community working group, etc. Say that was a council discussion and a council paper from, say, a year ago. So it will have a low priority, but say maybe with 1 or 2 years ago, so we'll capture the current discussion. That was the intention, in fact. It's not going back to 2004.
Okay, so it's a different resolution than in that paper then. So that was, we populate the material from the past 2 years.
Yeah.
that, I wonder if, just to address my concern, that when that is being reviewed in order to publish, that obviously the Secretariat take a view if anything might be confidential or not desirable to publish, if maybe it could be referred. My concern, I really can't remember if there was anything that we shouldn't publish. I rather would hope not. But it's quite difficult making that decision be retrospective without actually having done the due diligence on the materials. Does that make sense to people, or am I just being paranoid?
Not paranoid.
Thank you.
Leslie, this is Bart. I think
yes.
One reason for including it this way is, and I know we haven't addressed it, but there might be some resolutions that really are, say, on regarding persons. I can't recall one, but just to highlight, that's obviously one criteria. I know from, I think, 2007, we had one paper that that the council considered confidential, and that's the only time I recall that that the council ever designated a paper as being confidential.
Yes, absolutely. I guess, and I see several people agree that it would be sensible to check, which is appreciated. I'm just saying that materials at that time that maybe were written not being aware that they were going to be published could be sensitive with hindsight, and we should just have a check to reassure ourselves, really.
It maybe amend the resolution or come back to it, say, for the future it's very clear, but say going backwards, it'd say at least for the time being, say 2 years, so, and only related to topics that are currently under discussion by the council or by the community.
Okay. Shall we take this conversation offline and come back with a revised proposal? Because I have a feeling we're going to create even more work by deciding if it's relevant or not as well.
Leslie, may I provide some input?
Thanks, Rolof.
Okay. My suggestion would be that if we feel that we have to publish in retrospect, let's limit ourselves to 2 years, and then put a note on the website that if people wish to see earlier material, that they can request so at the Secretariat, and then on the per case basis we check if there's anything confidential in it. In this way we will be open to those who want the information, and we will limit the amount of work that has to be done to solve this whole thing.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe that's something you can consider.
Yeah, okay, that's very helpful. Bart, would that work for the Secretariat?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And again, as Becky pointed out, it will not have a very high priority, but we'll start doing it, populating it, and going backwards.
Okay, it sounds sensible to me. I'm slightly worried, though, that we're making up resolutions as we go, but I think on this issue it would be helpful to do that and at least get it out of the way. Can I ask if anybody has concerns with us going forward on the basis that Rolof has just outlined? Okay, in which case I put that resolution together with the first and also add a request that on future CCNSO agendas we will need to decide actively if there are any papers that we would not wish published. So we should include that as a matter of a process going forward as well. So on those group of three resolutions then, can I ask if anyone wishes to vote against? Any abstentions? Okay, I have Youngham agreeing and Keith voting for on Adobe as well. and Zavibu. Excellent. Okay, thank you very much for your help on that one. Let's move on then to item 7 on our agenda, the letter from the regional organisations to ICANN. And in the meeting papers, the letter from the regional organisations together with the emailed response from David Olive was shared with council members. I have forgotten now, obviously we wanted to note these things. Was the intent part of this on the agenda to just note this exchange of letters?
Yes, and if you maybe you recall, say, in the note from David Olive, there is the request to say for a meeting in Durban and to meet with CCNSO leadership as well on moving forward. So it's a matter for the council whether they want to be invited.
Okay. So is the question, does the council wish to be invited, or are...
The council will be invited whether the council wants to participate in that discussion, yes or no.
Righty ho. As a council or as individual members? I just need some clarity.
Let me check again. Leadership of the CCNSO. So that's not a full council, but I think some members of the council or the leadership of the CCNSO. It's not defined properly whether it's the council, but I might guess it will be at least the chairs and vice chairs.
Okay. In the absence of a way forward just at the moment on this one, maybe it's something to keep on our agenda and for us to discuss when those meetings have taken place. Would that be an acceptable way forward?
Yeah.
Anyone, any comments on that, please?
Yep, fine with...
Young. Thank you, Roloff. And Youngham tells me she's sitting in the same room as Keith. Congratulations. Abibu says this is something to note for face-to-face next time. And Barak advises that the letter was triggered by Fadi's roundtables that were organised to understand the view of CCTLD communities. This caused division in the communities. The feeling is CCNSO or regional organisations should be the right channel. The proposal is for ICANN to recognise us as thought leaders in our community. Okay, thank you, Barak. I think we need to keep a watching brief on that one, and certainly we need to hear about those discussions as they develop, I suggest, particularly from the ROs. If anyone else wants to comment on this one?
Rolf has raised his hand, Murphy.
Sorry, forgot to put it down.
Okay, is your hand now down?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Okay.
I was wondering why you're so tired.
Okay, let's move on then to an associated item, the reputational... I wasn't. I'm ahead of myself. I nearly missed the GNSO. Gosh, that wouldn't be good, would it? Item 8 on our agenda was a letter from the chair of the GNSO to myself as chair of the CCNSO, talking about cross-community working groups. And council members will, some of you anyway, will recall that this one has been around for a little while now. We have... of cross-community working groups, and we had some thoughts on previous guidelines that the GNSO did on that. We did try to have a discussion on this, I think it was back in Prague, but there wasn't much interest, and I think though Bart will correct me that the current suggestion is that we ask the Secretariat to do some analysis for us to feed into the Council. In order to propose a way forward back to the GNSO.
Yes, that's correct. And say there is this basis already, because these guidelines haven't changed. Say the basis is already available, say from a May 2012 document that triggered the whole discussion, or the suggestion to include, historic documents on the website.
Indeed. Okay, so the proposal is that we ask the Secretariat to do some further work so that we can discuss the paper either on our next call or in Durban. Anyone, any alternative ideas or wish to comment or question, please? Okay, anyone wish to vote against? Or abstain, in which case we'll take that as the way forward. Thank you for your help, Bart. Okay, item 9 was reputational studies, and in the meeting papers you will have seen the presentation slides from ECHO, and Carolina mentions the your RO input on those earlier. We had asked for a copy of the reputational study, and it's now been provided. I think this was, as I've heard it, of quite some interest to people in the community, and the suggestion was that we could possibly add it to the Durban agenda. But I would be happy to hear people's views or comments.
I support that idea. I think it would be interesting to share, useful to share with the community.
Thank you, Roloff. And I see Keith has also commented on Adobe that it would be good to discuss in Durban.
I agree.
Thank you. Okay, Gabby, can we ask the Programme Working Group to add that to, I'm sure, what is a very long list of things for Durban?
But I'll do that.
Leslie, will that mean that we will invite people from ECHO to present it to us?
Well, one would hope they might be there, but I wouldn't suggest that we pick up the tab for them coming from New York or London or wherever they are, which office is just doing the work. Gabby, Bart, do we know if they're going to be in Durban anyway?
As far as I recall, I think they will be in Durban because they got the reputational study of ICANN itself as well. So, but I'll check and get back to the program working group. Otherwise, we might use, say, they've done a recorded presentation for LecTLD. Maybe that one could be used. That was elaborating on the method used, etc.
I wonder if they're going to be presenting on the ICANN reputational study.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of those sessions that unfortunately clashes with the CCNSO program anyway, in which case we might usefully combine the two items when they come to the CCNSO.
Yeah, I will ask. Let me check.
Thank you.
I asked a question, Leslie, because knowing some of my colleagues and also looking at the reactions when we first had this presentation, there will be quite some questions about the methodology and how conclusions should be drawn and how things should be understood. And so if we don't have them present, I think just having a discussion on it will be very difficult because there will be a lot of questions that cannot be answered.
Indeed. And on Adobe, Demi is asking, is this the final report or would there be additions? And there's some points in the report that there are too few samples, so I think you are quite right that it is inevitable that there will be questions about the methodology as well as the outcome.
Yeah, and it's quite an interesting subject, I think quite an important subject for the CC, so I think it's a very good idea to have it on the program. But to get the maximum benefit, I think we should have people from ECHO there. So if we can't have them, I'm not so very much in favor of having it on the program in Durban. Then we better have it at the moment that we can have people from ECHO clarifying bits.
Okay. I'm sure if they're not in Durban, we could get them to join by teleconference, but that's never as good. So let's see how we get on with the, could we book them for the CCNSO? Okay. Anyone else on that one? I've just seen Carolina saying that the queries about the samples, etc., came out during the LACTLD meeting, and she agrees with Roloff it would be good to have them there to discuss. Okay, let's move on then, please, to item 10, which is the SOP working group input to ICANN. Roloff, are you going to speak to this one? Seem to have lost Roloff.
Sorry, my mic was still off. Yes, I can. Most of you will remember that during the ICANN, November ICANN meeting, that the SOP recommended that ICANN would stop working on revising the existing strategic plan and save energy for other priorities and start working on a new strategic plan somewhere halfway this year. And we then also promised to give an overview of the most important comments the SOP made on previous plans as a kind of input for a new approach to the strategic planning process. And the draft of the letter that you have all received is the follow-up of that commitment. So it's a kind of high-level overview of comments that the SOP working group made over the last years on the different versions of ICANN strategic plans. And what the SOP is seeking is an answer to the question to the Council, can the Council support this submission as a whole? The working group can submit this high-level overview on its own account, but of course the statement would be much more powerful if we can do that with the full support of the CCNSO Council.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Any questions or comments for Roloff, and particularly on the proposal itself then?
It's unanimous then.
Can I officially ask if there's anyone who wishes to object or abstain from that proposal, that resolution? No, in which case I think that is unanimous support. It seemed like a very well constructed and thoughtful letter, and I think we should express some thanks to the SOP group.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your support.
Thank you, Roloff. Okay, so let's move on then to item 11 on our agenda, which is a draft charter for a study group on the quorum rule. And you will recall this came out of the working group led by Christina's work. We have a charter for comments. The proposal is that it be adopted online. But if there are any initial comments or questions, it would be helpful to share them now, please.
Yes, Leslie. It's with a slight guilty feeling that I have to admit that I think during our Beijing meeting I caused the postponement of a decision on this particular proposal, and I'm still not in favor of following this up, because I think there has to be a quorum, and the risks that the working group identifies that the organization might stall are, I think, in real not very, very existent, because there is the possibility and even the necessity of a second round if there's no quorum, and then in that second round there will be no quorum demanded. But I think getting rid of a quorum is not a good idea, because it will, I think, potentially give members and non-members the impression that voting is not important.
I think in Beijing we adopted a recommendation that we would carry out some more in-depth study on the issue, which, as one would hope, would look at the issue, the benefits, the pros and cons, etc. Bart, you may correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I hope that is captured, say, in the draft charter. Say, if you look at it, say, purposes, overview of analysis of current issues and benefits pertaining to the use of a quorum rule, and then, if it considered appropriate, a way forward, and one of them could be leave it as it is, but at least have a more in-depth analysis and seek feedback from the community.
So I do recall your comments in Beijing, Roloff, but I don't think they had the effect of delaying this work. We did agree that we would look at it, but not that we would go forward in a particular way, as it were, on the quorum or not quorum issue, that we would ask a study group to look at it.
What I meant is that my position probably delayed a decision to carry out this work, because I think it was a motion we already had in our previous meeting. But my point then, and my point still is, that every time we discuss our work plan, we come to the conclusion that we have too much work and too little capacity. And I think that the chances that the final conclusion of further studies will be that we don't change anything is very large, and that would mean that we've done a lot of work and have not reached any new decisions. So my suggestion is that we focus on things that are more important, because I don't think that we, in real, have a true issue here. But that's just my position.
Hello, okay. It's Katrina here. Do you hear me?
I was just wondering, we hadn't heard from you yet, Katrina.
Yeah, I was muted and I was trying to get unmuted, so I finally succeeded.
You were unusually mute.
Yeah, no, I was brutally muted by the team who runs this because of noisy lines. I share worries expressed by Roloff. When we discussed that in Beijing, this particular issue of a quorum was just one of those topical issues identified by our group. And, well, I'd say that this particular one was perhaps even the least significant one. And, I kind of share Roloff's concerns, but first of all, that was a council decision to look into this issue, and I don't think we'll spend too much time on this. I'd say we must really proceed quite quickly with this, and that's why the proposal is to have a separate group. This is a draft charter prepared by Bart, and it's really very short and just to focus on one particular thing. But yes, I agree, the outcome might be that we decided just not to change anything.
This is Becky. I'm sorry. Can I ask just how this came up? Was it a suggestion from somebody that it would be helpful?
The history is that there's a group which looked into election voting process, particularly issues raised by last elections in Asia Pacific and Asia Pacific region. I think so. Our group, while we were working on these issues regarding voting and elections, we came up with a list of related issues which we thought should require some deeper analysis and in-depth study. We discussed them briefly during a Beijing meeting, And all those issues, except from this one about quorum, were dismissed by council, and the decision was that we just go on and have an extended call for volunteers who would like to look into this issue. So that's a short history for those who
I think it's probably slightly unfair to say that this good work of this working group was dismissed, Katrina. I mean, I think you explored very helpfully a number of issues which really came to a head on the last election. And certainly there's a very good report, Becky, if you have a moment to have a look through. Particularly there was some concern around, people not voting and how might we encourage people to vote, and there was concerns around the voting software and so on that I know Gabby has been working with the ICAM team.
Wait. There are two parts of our report. One is the main issues related to those our proposals about software and things. And those are additional issues.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the entire work of our group. Just those issues that we found were not in scope of our working group, but we just brought them up for further discussions.
Absolutely. I was just trying to prevent you doing yourself a disservice to your group. Thank you, Katrina. Okay, so the proposal is that there be a relatively quick piece of work on this quorum rule. We have heard that some people do have concerns about it. It's not saying that the quorum rule will change. It is looking at examining the rule itself and the issues that might arise from its use, is my understanding. Katrina, does that capture?
I fully agree.
Okay.
This is your summary.
Thank you. Roloff, are you in support of looking at that piece of work, or your comments? Do I take those as meaning you wish to vote against that proposal?
But it sounds so stubborn, even though I say no, I'm still against it.
It just sounds slightly stubborn, yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So, and I'm tempted to say, well, if we don't spend more hours on it, then, but that's also not a very useful approach. So. I think we should spend very little time on this subject. So if we think that we come up with a conclusion quickly, then that's okay with me. But
We hear you. We'll encourage you to submit your thoughts to the group, of course, which then results in you being given some work. I also see Adobe, Keith on Adobe, supporting the review of the requirements.
Okay.
Anyone else on that one? I can see somebody typing. I'm not sure if it's on this subject or something else entirely. Oh, dear. Okay. So, listen, I will take that we will proceed with this study group, hopefully a short and quick study group, and we'll see where that one takes us. If nothing else, it will at least ensure that this subject is put to an end. Okay, and Bart, I believe you were going to circulate the statement online for approval online.
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Let's move on then to working group and other updates. And the SOP is first up, other than writing letters to ICANN, Roloff. Anything further to add?
Yes, well, we already talked about the conference call tomorrow morning about the draft operational plan to 2014, which has just been published for public comments. So over the coming time, the SOP will start working on formulating their comments, which we will then submit to the community for comments, and also, of course, to the CCNSO Council. And the other activity that we are presently engaged in is ICANN's strategic discussion on. So I have filed together with Bart. I have filed some draft positions on the different questions that are formulated in that discussion section on myicann.org on ICANN's new strategy, and I'm waiting for some feedback from my fellow SOP members. So far, I've seen one comment, and we already passed our deadline. So it hasn't had a lot of attention from the working group so far, and we will finalize this in due course and then submit it to ICANN as a first input on their strategic planning process.
Okay, thank you, Roloff. Any questions or comments on that one, please? Okay, thank you. Moving on to the Framework of Interpretation Working Group, and I know we have Keith participating remotely. Aha, he's prepared. He's reporting that the FOI Working Group has met by teleconference since ICANN Beijing and is scheduled to have two more meetings before Durban. We made significant progress in our working group meeting in Durban and again on our last call, and I am confident we will be on track to have the current topic of revocation concluded and possibly out for public comment by Durban. In which case, well done, and thank you very much, Keith. Oh, no, oops, he says, working group meeting in Beijing, not Durban. Never mind. Okay, he's anticipating making progress in Durban already. Any questions or comments for Keith, please? No, in which case let's move on to the joint IDN working group, the JIG, Jan.
Hi. Actually, since Beijing meeting, we haven't met yet. Our next call is scheduled by the end of this month.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. And the same applies to the finance working group, actually. In Byron's email to me earlier, he advised that the finance working group had also not met since Beijing. The meetings program working group, I think we Vika had a problem attending to the call. Gabby, did we have any update from the meetings program working group?
Sorry, I was on mute if you asked me. But I can say something. We had a meeting last week, and we have agreed on a first draft agenda, which I will draft this week, and we will probably meet next week or the week after, and after that we will try to publish the agenda as soon as possible. So we are already working on it.
Good, good. Thank you very much indeed. Anyone, any questions or comments? Okay, then we have the study group on country names and territories, for which we had a written update earlier from Youngham to say that the study group made revisions to the final report during the Beijing meeting and that they are expecting to receive the final version from Paul. Timeline is pretty much similar to the one reported during the Beijing meeting. I know, Youngham, you're sharing a meeting room with Keith. I don't know if you wanted to add anything via Adobe. I see that you noted you proposed two panel sessions to the program working group for Durban. Nope. Okay. Nothing further to add, says Youngham. Thank you. Last up, the CRI working group, Bart.
They haven't met. Hopefully by Durban they've concluded their work.
Okay, thank you. On to other updates then. The first one is the triage committee, Gabby.
Well, the group has, this week they started its work. They have sort of considering to request right now. and the decision should be made by tomorrow, and your council, the council should see it for Thursday if everything goes well. So it has started its work.
Thank you. We'll await updates. Next is the ICANN outreach program. I know Sokol had to, I'm not sure if he's still on the call now, I know he was going to have to leave early or join late or one of those, but very kindly submitted his report from the Beijing outreach session. Is Sokol, are you still on the call? No. Okay. If there are any questions or comments on those, perhaps we could take those to the email list then, please, unless anyone has anything initially to say. No? Okay, thank you. Next is the ICANN Academy. Academy. Deary me. Do we have Hong on the call? No, I don't think we had an update from Hong, though I'm not sure if anything has happened since Beijing. Gabby, could I possibly ask you to ask her for an email update to the council if there is anything to cover on that one?
Okay.
That would be appreciated. Thank you. And the 10 years anniversary celebration committee, a very important item. Again, we're missing Vika, as I understand it. Can I ask you to ask Vika for an update via email?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Please, Gabby. Thank you. We're not doing very well this time, are we? We seem to be missing a few people. Never mind. Okay, so next up we have the liaison updates. We received Hang Tran's report via email just earlier today, talking about the initiation of a PDP on the translation and transliteration, goodness, of contact information, and also about a community-wide working group to discuss policy versus implementation. I know Hang Tran has apologized for not being able to join us on this call, so again, if there are questions or comments on those, perhaps we could deal with those via the council email list, please. Then next we also have the ALAC liaison report, very efficiently produced and distributed from Ron. Thank you very much, Ron, as always. Ron, is there anything particularly you wish to highlight for the Aussies and SO colleagues?
Honestly, no, I don't have anything to add to that. There has not been an ALAC meeting since Beijing. In 2 weeks' time is the next meeting, and I'll report from there. But there's nothing to add to what we have.
Okay, thank you. Anyone, any questions or comments for Ron, please? Okay. Thank you, Ron. Moving on then, our next meetings are the 11th of June at the same time, and then on the 17th of July in Durban, and the 20th of August. If I could ask everyone to make sure those dates are in your diaries, that would be great. I know sometimes we struggle to get everyone together on the call, which does make it quite a challenge. And moving on to any other business, we said we'd come back to the ALAC and CCNSO meeting as an item, but are there any other items, please? No? Okay, so let's go back to the ALAC and CCNSO meeting. There was a joint CCNSO and ALAC meeting several ICANN meetings ago now, and there was a suggestion from the ALAC chair that it would be useful to continue dialogue with the CCNSO. Councillors will recall that for our joint meetings with the GNSO, we have a little very efficient organising committee, and I think the suggestion was that it might be appropriate to do something similar for potential meetings with the ALAC. Bart, have I captured that correctly?
Yes, although, say, this is more a request, and maybe that's a way forward of setting up such a group.
Okay. Specifically, Cheryl and Ron, do you have inputs or comments on that, please?
Ron, do you want to go ahead? Or Ron and I haven't we haven't conspired on this one, I'm afraid to admit.
How unusual, Cheryl.
It is unusual. Doesn't mean we don't have opinion, of course. Ron, you go first.
Well, this has been done through the. This came through the stock. You know, it wasn't. Didn't come out of an ALAC meeting, to my knowledge.
That's right.
So it's new to me. I very much approve of the idea. I think the previous one was useful, and I think that the agenda items that have been suggested are worth pursuing. But I feel that the CCNSO might have their own agenda items to add to it.
Exactly. Cheryl?
Sure, absolutely. I agree with Ron. I do know a little of the background in as much as the ALAC Executive Committee has been looking at its Durban planning, and it certainly wants to make sure that what we do going forward with the business of face-to-face meetings is to make sure we have a changing set of dialogues and information exchange. And it was felt by Olivier and his team that it was probably time that we had a formal interchange with the CCNSO. Part of that's twofold. First of all, there is an actual and very keen interest, particularly with a number of our newer and more active at-large structures who are asking their regions about things that particularly come onto some of those agenda items like geographic review and indeed framework of interpretation, because they're very interested in delegation and redelegation, it might be appropriate to have a full frank and fearless conversation about some of those issues. So by using the work group updates, that would be a mechanism of getting some mutual understanding there. But that said, I think it'd be more than valid to have the agenda if you decide to go ahead with such a meeting, and obviously decide how long the meeting's going to be, because that helps to sort out an agenda that was contributed both by ALAC topics and by CCNSO topics. It may be that, you know, there's just two topics we all both want to talk about. But I would be particularly keen to see some of the work of the Framework of Interpretation work group being discussed, and certainly some of the matters on what's happening now with the GA review staying somewhere on the table if possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Anyone else wish to make a comment? So whilst you're thinking of comments, I would just say from a chair's point of view, I think the meetings that we have with the other supporting organisations or advisory committees are normally much more effective where we have a small subgroup actually liaising and planning for that meeting, as opposed to it being down to your chair, but also really trying to ensure that we make the best use of CCNSO time and SOAC time is crucial. Particularly as we sometimes struggle to fit all of the meetings in. So it's important that we use our time effectively, and that kind of small subgroup to organise that, I think, has been helpful in the past.
Leslie, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
This is Becky. To the extent that we're hearing in particular interest in discussing the Framework of Interpretation Working Group work, it seems to me if there are questions coming up in ALAC about that, that it does make sense, and I don't know whether it's the Council or the Framework of Interpretation Working Group or something, but, you know, I think we would want to hear what ALAC is is thinking or if they have questions, because it's a fairly complex topic. So I would prefer not to let things get too far along before we answer those questions. So if that is one of the topics, I'm happy if Keith wants to designate me to work on that.
Yes, I guess there are two separate things. I think it would be helpful for the two councils or wider groups for that matter to engage when there are subjects that it is of value for us to engage on. If there is a working group specific item, then maybe it would be more appropriate for that working group to visit the ALAC or something to that effect to give them a more in-depth briefing.
Leslie, can I step in there? Because
please.
The Large Advisory Committee already has an action item on its staff to approach Bart and Keith specifically with a request for a webinar with whatever mechanism they would like to propose for a very particular briefing on some aspects of the delegation and redelegation work of the Framework of Interpretation Work Group that came out of our Beijing meeting. So that's getting down to the nuts and bolts that Becky's interested in. That is something that if they haven't done already, I'll be suggesting that they remember to look at their AIs and get around to doing that. So that should hopefully have been in advance of Durban. But there's more to that than you know, in the whole of the working group, and I think it's important for the now fairly robust and engaged grouping of at-large structures and regions to understand better how the CCNSO actually works, because they are very focused on, and I guess that's sheer exposure, on PDP processes in the GNSO world, and they need to kind of be brought up to speed on what happens in the other SOs.
Okay. In the interest of time, maybe I can try to cut through some of this and think, I guess from my perspective, if we were to have a subgroup and ask the subgroup to decide whether there's a meeting required, whether there is an information sharing sort of event, or whether there is interest in a specific item like the FOI working group, where it's actually more appropriate for that to happen outside of our meetings or whatever, then that may be, if we ask the group to perform the how do you want to deal with the issues that are coming up on the suggestion list, that might be a way forward.
Sure. Leslie, just one final thing. There's a couple of ways of skinning this particular cat. From a logistics point of view and purely from an ALAC perspective now, staff, Heidi is holds the control on allocation of our time, etc., and trying to get logistics in meetings, as you know, is a challenge. So I think staff need to sort of talk as well, because it's no good trying to do an hour's work in a 15-minute slot and vice versa. So we almost need to look at, you know, what we're thinking about doing, if anything at all, and then work out how much agendering and stuff needs to go on about it. And the other opportunity, of course, is if there is a fallback position, what we do now is what the ALAC has been doing every time now with the Government Advisory Committee is having a leadership meeting, which is an informal working lunch. So that's another fallback position as well.
Okay, Cheryl, very helpful. And I think your first point was what I was attempting to say, but you said it much better. So let's have a subgroup that actually think about what are the issues and how might they best be dealt with. Okay. So the proposal is that we have a small subgroup in much the same way that we do for the GNSO currently. Can I ask if anyone wishes to vote against or abstain from that? Cheryl agrees. Thank you. Okay, in which case, if that is accepted, can I ask the Secretariat to call for volunteers and Q keep that in the same way as we do with the GNSO to a fairly small and tight group would be helpful.
Leslie, do I assume that Ron and I are automatically assumed to be working on that?
I'm assuming that you're going to be volunteering, yes.
Christina, just take it as read, dear.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Ron. Any other business from anyone? No? In which case, thank you very much, everybody, for your time. I just about managed to keep it to schedule, but not quite. I'll try harder again next time. Thank you very much, everyone, and have a good week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.